Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the heart of man was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I remember Jamie and I went over to Romania, and this was right after Ceausescu was killed. I think that was in 1989. And they had no government, and so they had been under terrible oppression and things like this. And when we went over there, there was no government. They hadn't reorganized. He got killed in December. We were there in January, and they hadn't reorganized yet. And man, it was just free. Nobody knew what they could do or couldn't do. It was exciting. We held meetings. I went into a place that was a communist cultural hall. It seated 700 people, and they had a huge thing of Marx over on one side and Lenin on the other, two and three stories tall, and right across their face, they had a banner that said, Evangelist Andrew Womack, right across their face. I was the first American to ever go into a communist cultural hall in that city. And we saw probably 700 people born again out of 800 that were there. It was awesome. But anyway, my point was that we were over there and we went into a couple's home that had been smuggling Bibles in for decades under communism. And now that communism was over, the guy who was bringing us in, they had code names and they had things that they did in the forest. They had never met each other. And now that communism was over, it was his first time to ever really meet these people. And we went into their home and visited with them. And they didn't have much, according to American standards. And they told us about, because they were Christians, the woman was kicked out of the university. She used to be a professor. The man had been put in prison multiple times. The girl was beaten by the communist cultural leaders because she was a Christian and her friends beat her up. And they turned off their electricity in the winter. They had no heat. They had an inch of ice on the ceiling, the walls, and the floors. They wouldn't give them rations. They couldn't buy gasoline, so they took the battery out of their car and ran one light bulb for the whole town, and that's what the girl studied with in her school studies. And they had all of these things. And anyway, some of the people that were with us, we've got to teach them now how to do all of these things and how to be free and how to get all of this stuff. And I just told them, we talked to those people. They were freer than 99% of us sitting right here. They loved God. Matter of fact, the guy that brought us in, he asked him, he says, why didn't you accept us sponsoring you in the United States? We could have gotten you out of Romania and you could have come to the United States and you could have lived in freedom. And this woman just looked at him and he says, what's wrong with all of you Americans thinking that we've got to have these things before we're happy? He says, we are happy. They get beaten. Their electricity's turned off. They have an inch of ice on the thing. We brought them one roll of cheese and maybe two rolls of sausage that were this big, and they broke down and cried. That was over a year's worth of meat and sausage for them. I said, what do you eat? She said, lard spread on bread. Sometimes they'd eat bread just straight. Other times they'd spread pig lard on it. Other times they'd fry it. And that's what their meal was, three times a day. They were all overweight, and typically they died at 50-something. And she says, we're happy. Why would we leave here? Who would witness to the people in Romania? Says, we're content. We're happy. We don't need anything. You know what the difference was? They had connected with the Lord in their heart. Whereas most of us, it's all of our things. It's our house. It's our all of these things that give us our identity and all of our joy. And we think that that's what the answer for the world's problem is. I've seen people in abject poverty that are happier than most of the people sitting right here in this auditorium because their heart is right. Man, the scripture says, he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Man, that's awesome. You could take Paul and Silas and beat them and stick their feet in stocks and throw them in the dungeon and they just start worshiping the Lord. Amen. having an awesome time because it's a heart matter. It's not about your body. It's not about all these other things. And somebody says, well, those things are important too. Well, yeah, they are. And the Bible says that if you'd seek first the kingdom of God, then all of these other things would be added unto you. God's not against you having things, but it's wrong that we have put the emphasis on all of these other things and have neglected our heart. Did you know if somehow or another we could show what your heart looks like, many of us would be embarrassed. There are some of you who spend a lot of money on your makeup, on your clothes, on your hair. You got the newest weave. You've got everything. You got your hair colored. You got your nails fixed. You got all of the jewelry. Boy, you are dressed to the nines. And in your spirit, you're naked. It looks terrible. And the Bible uses this exact same logic over in 1 Peter chapter 3 when he says the women, he says, don't let it be the outward adorning of the hair or the wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. The religious people, the Pentecostals have come along and used that verse to say that you shouldn't wear jewelry or do all of this. That's not what that's talking about because in the same verse it says, don't let it be the putting on of apparel. Does that mean you aren't supposed to wear clothes? This isn't saying you can't wear jewelry and that you can't put on makeup. It's just saying don't make that the focus. I say if your barn needs paint, paint it. And if it needs two coats, give it two coats, praise God. But don't make that the focus. The inner man is the important thing. And the more materialistic we get, the more our attention drifts towards our TVs and all of these other things to fulfill us. And brothers and sisters, that's not where it's at. I'm telling you, the way your heart is the way that your life is going. If your life is in a mess in the physical, it's because it's in a mess in your heart. I don't have the right words to say this, but there are so many people that come to me and they describe their situation and I think, how could you even do this? How could you get into such a mess? And they act like I had nothing to do with it. It was all done to me. I can guarantee you that you have something to do with it. There's a reason. The Bible says that the devil, 1 Peter chapter 5, as a roaring lion goes about seeking whom he may devour. He cannot devour everybody. There's a reason why some people get picked on. There's a reason why some people seem to have everything going wrong in their life. And there's multiple answers to that, but the bottom line is that in your heart, somewhere, something's not right in your heart. That's right. Satan would love to kill me. He's tried to kill me. Satan would love to wipe me out. But you know what? I have zero fear because you have to give place to the devil. You have to give him an opportunity. I prayed with a woman tonight who said that she had demonic problems and wanted me to cast the demons out. And I'm not saying that she didn't have demonic problems, but I said the bottom line is, if you knew how much God loved you, she was born again. I said, if you knew the power and the authority that God has given you, Satan couldn't do anything to you. Satan can't do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. And I just began to encourage this woman. I said, you need to get my teaching on the authority of the believer. Because, again, it doesn't mean that she was evil is the reason she had demonic problems. It just means that in her heart, she didn't understand what she had and what God had given her. And if she was to get her heart right, if she was to understand and be in relationship with the Lord, I guarantee you, Satan would flee. Satan flees when I come around. I don't have to be afraid of the devil because my heart has been changed and I'm not afraid of the devil. There was a time in my life when I first got started, I was raised a Baptist and I was taught that there were no demons in America. If there were demons, they were in Africa in some, you know, tribal community or something, but there were no demons here. And when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I began to realize there were demons right here, that lots of people have demons. A lot of stuff is demonic. And I began to start seeing a demon on every doorknob. Man, I cast demons out. If a person twitched, if a person coughed, if a person had anything, I thought it was a demon. And I got so demon conscious. We started casting demons out. We had people that were high on dope that would come to us, and we would cast the demons out, and boom, just like that, they were completely sober. It wasn't just physical. It was demonic. We saw miracles happen. We saw demons cast out. But the downside of it was I became so demon conscious that in my prayer time, I would spend an hour a day or 2 hours a day rebuking the devil and binding this. And it finally dawned on me, I was spending more time in my quote unquote prayer time talking to the devil than I was God. And I became so demon conscious that all of a sudden demonic things started happening to me. I had things where demons physically fought me. I would have dreams and I'd wake up and it wasn't just a dream. I'd be bleeding. Things that happened, I would be awake and I had things strangling me when there's nothing around. I was physically wrestling with demons. I know that they're real. But you know what? The Lord showed me, he says, I'm the one who gave place to them by spending so much time thinking about the devil. And long story, but when I finally just decided that, hey, I'm going to quit focusing on the devil. I'm going to spend my prayer time praying instead of talking to the devil. And I started focusing on God, and it's now been 40-something years, and I've never had another demonic manifestation. It wasn't because I was in sin. It wasn't because I was rebelling at God, but I was giving place to the devil. I was impressed with his powers, and I was thinking and magnifying him by my attention on him. And I finally just decided that I'm going to forget focusing on the devil, and I focus on God, and I don't have any demonic manifestations. Now, I have people around me that have demons, and I cast demons out of them, but I'm saying it doesn't bother me anymore.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the heart of man. This 5-part series was recorded at the 2017 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM293 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, the Lord is doing something special at our Charis Bible Colleges, and we now have over 6,500 people worldwide that are taking courses at this very moment. We have over 6,000 people who've already graduated, and we are in the process of building a campus in Woodland Park, Colorado, that is going to facilitate at least 4,000 people at any one time going on the main campus. And in order to do this, it's just costing a lot of money, but it's an investment. We aren't just cursing the darkness, we're turning on a light, we're training people, and they are literally going around the world. I would encourage you to be a part of this, to get some seed in the ground, to become a part of what God is doing by investing in our Charis Bible College.